choose their pastures. Boy, be off you more.
Right, good evening. Interesting topic tonight. Very, very interesting. I find that this topic is very negea. A lot of people, they doze off during the day. They have some small dozes. For some people, when they're putting their kids to bed, they can sometimes try to get the child to sleep, so they lie down with the child. And who falls asleep the first? It's the father. The father falls asleep the first. And then the father comes downstairs a few minutes later and sees the child downstairs. He realizes, obviously, he's very tired. Well, sometimes you're lying down, you go on the couch, and you need to have a doze. And here's an interesting shayla about what's the situation with the shoes. I bet you haven't heard this shayla for a long time.
No, I haven't heard this.
Is there an issue to fall asleep with your shoes on?
What did you say?
You're lying down on the couch, you're lying down on the bed for a small nap for 20 minutes, and let me tell you, you're on the aeroplane. On the aeroplane, and it comes to there's always the hour in the middle where they switch off the lights, they dim the lights, and everyone sort of, some people, the people which haven't got, the people can sail straight through, they can sleep the whole way, good on them. But some people struggle, at least for maybe 10 minutes they'll be able to get a small little nap. And the shaila is there any issue with sleeping with your shoes on? Some people might think, what is the story? Where is this coming from? Is it Eruch Chaim, Yerudea, Chesham Mishpat? Where is it based on? I'll tell you, Mefurash Gemara. Have you ever heard of this thing, of sleeping with it?
Yeah.
The Gemara said, if you sleep with your shoes on, it's like you're tasting a 60th of Misa. 1/60th of Misa. And I'll tell you why the Gemara speaks about it. I think it's important to delve into a drop, a minute.
Isn't every shoe for 60th of Misa?
Shinna
is a
60th
of Misa.
Right, but the Gemara says...
Is it the same way as if you sleep with socks on?
No, not socks, only shoes. I'll tell you why. The Gemara is Mefurash Gemara. I think it's important to learn. Sorry, Jose. 2 minutes, two lines Gemara to get this clear. Beautiful. On Yom Kippur, when you have a child, let's say you have a child, 9 years old, can you give a child who's nine or a 7 year old child, can you give him a piece of bread on Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says you can. Everything, muta, tonera, bonon, tinoikos, mutorin, bekula. They're allowed to do everything, even rechitza, nowadays we don't. Mekadin, rechitza, sicha, everything is mutter for a child. There's only one exception, you can't put shoes on a child. Chutz min ina sasanda. That's what the Braisa says in Yoma. They state the Gemara in Yoma. Fred the Gemara, why only shoes more than other things? Maishloni ina sasandal. Why is it that shoes, the Gemara is suspecting that the reason why you can't put shoes on a child is because people might think that you, the Godel, put shoes on him. The Omri Inshi, people will say, Avdulei, Inshi Avdulei. The Omri, people will say, Inshi Avdulei, Inshi, which is Gedoidim, Avdulei did it for him. And that's Takatoignisht. Right? It seems to be there's a bit of a problem for Godel to do it. Fred the Gemara, Hanoch Nami, the other ones as well. Amai, why do we say it's okay? Inshi Avdulei rechitza v'sicha. People will say that they did for him rechitza v'sicha. Rechitza v'sicha, why can't you... You would say you're allowed to be roichat, you're allowed to bath a child on Yom Kippur. So why is it that you can't put you can't put shoes on him? They're both the same thing. Let's be choshesh. People will say that an adult did it for him. So Gemara says a very interesting answer. Rechitza v'sicha, Ema, people were saying, me'esmoil avdulei. They washed him yesterday, so that's why he's very fresh. Masha'inkin a sandal, the adult put it on the sandal today, on Yom Kippur, for the Gemara. Sandal nami, when it comes to the sandal, Ema, me'esmoil avdulei. Maybe people will say, he's got shoes on today on Yom Kippur. He comes to shul on Yom Kippur, beautiful shoes, leather shoes. And people will say, suggest that, maybe yesterday an adult did it. Seems to be a problem with the adult getting involved. So the Gemara is saying that Ni'ina Sasandal you can't because people will think you put it on today. But for the Gemara, why? People can think that you put it on the day before. Erev Kippur. Says the Gemara, no. The Omar Shmuel, you can't do it. Loi Efsha, to me Esmol of the day. It can't be that you put shoes on the day before. The Omar Shmuel, because Shmuel says, Hi man, that person, the boy limitam Tama de Misusa, who wants to taste a taste of death, Lesayim Masana Velikina. He shall put shoes on and he shall lie down and go to sleep. Ad Kan the Gemara. This is the Makor of where it comes from, of sleeping with shoes on. As Yadua Rebchan, not to sleep with shoes on. Rebchan Kanievsky once saw one of his grandchildren or one of the other people from the people which were in his house, and he took off the person's shoes. This person recounts in the Ars Scroll book, they bring down that he got woken up from taking off the shoes, but he says it's the Gemara. The Gemara says it's Azach, and that's something which the Gemara says, not to sleep with shoes on, is a major thing. What you see from the Gemara, that's not only from adults, it also applies to children. Sometimes you think, you know, it only applies to adults, yeah, children not. Children, you know, very negeh, children sleeping in a buggy.
In a car.
And in a car. So how do you deal with it? So the shaila
is liquor not in bed?
Let's have a look. Very good. Let's digest this. Very interesting. Fret the Rashash. The Rashash fret the beautiful question. Look at the Rashash on the Gemara in Yuma. A beautiful Gemara. Ayin Ches on the base. The Rashash on this Gemara asks a bombakasha. Fret the Rashash. We know that the halachas of kosher on Shabbos, the Bisosov gets very busy about tying knots on Shabbos. Leil Shabbos. If it's going to last 24 hours, is it going to last for a whole week? There's Yidua to give machlokas how long has to last for in order to be considered kesher shel kayam. The Bisasa brings a story, not much of a story, it's just a recording of that Talmidei Chachamim who used to sleep the whole, they used to learn the whole week. Talmidei Chachamim yeshenim kol yemois hashavua b'min aleihem. They used to sleep with their shoes on, and the Bisasa is busy talking about showing you that the shoelaces were made for an entire week. It's not talking, Bisos is not referring to the Gemara about sleeping with shoes on. Bisos is Agav telling you that there used to be Talmidei Chachamim that used to sleep the whole week in shul just by putting the head down with their shoes on. And the Bisos gets busy with, is it kosher deraisa, kosher derabbanon, kesher shel kayama? That's what the Bisos is dealing with. Fret the Rashash, what did the Talmidei Chachamim do with the Gemara that seems to say that you're not supposed to be sleeping with the shoes, because if you sleep with the shoes, it's time of Misa. Fret the Rashash, a beautiful kasha. You see from the fact that Rishyas was dealing with Talmidei Chachamim that had the shoes on to prove about the knots, about Kesher Shel Kayama, well, what were they doing sleeping? So Sam Chassidus Pshat wants to say, that's Pshat that the Taka Dafka was Toyim Tam Misa, like Chazal say, Ein Diri Toyra Miskayimin, Elo B'misha Meimis Atzmei Oleha. Someone's Meimis Atzmei Oleha, he has a Tam Misa. Okay, that's a chassidish.
What's wrong by being Toyim Tam Misa?
And the Gemara is obviously telling you not to do that, because you're right. The Gemara doesn't say Osa La Adam Lishan Mitzan Aleim, but the fact that the Gemara is making the assumption that no one would ever allow children to sleep with their shoes is evident. As Oshtek the Kaf HaChaim brings down, actually it's not the Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim, you know, you would never know this. If you open the Kaf HaChaim, it's with Kuf Yud Ches. Who would you think you're learning? You think you're learning the Kaf HaChaim, Harav Sofer. Do you know who it is? It's Rabbi Vadia Yosef. What happened was that the Kaf HaChaim, the real Kaf HaChaim, wrote the Kaf HaChaim. He went through the whole Or HaChaim. Yerudea, he only got to Kuf Yud Zayin. Kuf Yud Zayin, Sivkotim something I've got over here. Sivkotim Tetzvav, one of them. He was Nifta. So the son of the Kaf HaChaim knew Rabbi Vadia Yosef quite well. And he asked Rabbi Vadia, can you take over? You'll see from there, Kuf Yud Zayin, it says, Kan Nisbakish V'Yeshiva Shalmala Harab Agona Machaba. On the Kan V'Hola, at Seifa Seifa, Likatati V'Osafti, I gathered together, Me'asher Hesiga Yodi Onoichi Hatzoi, I'm me, the young person, Be'alfei Yisrael, Avadia Yosef. Shkerech. Avadia Yosef, that's what he, Sfadi Taho, he was finished off the Kaf HaChaim. So he also brings this Gemara to say that a person shouldn't sleep with his shoes on. So, what do you do with this kasha of the Rashash? Rashash says, you see Talmidei Chachamim slept with their shoes on. So there's a sefer called Pa'as Sodcha, and he suggests the following. He says, like you said, that Chazal were only referring to Shinas Keva, sleeping, like you said, Ligni, to go to sleep properly. But Shinas Arai in the base of Medrash, you wouldn't apply this Gemara. So that, this answer would really answer a lot of our cases, whether you be it on the couch, or you have a rest in the bed, just while you're putting your child to bed or something, or you have on the couch or on the airplane. This sort of thing would obviously, according to this, there won't be a problem. You would get around that problem. However, there are and there is another mahalak to suggest that the Gemara is only talking about when the person didn't sleep shit in Nishmin, which is half an hour. If you sleep more than half an hour, it could be as ready in Maila to take off the shoes. Again, you have to know on an airplane, if you plan to sleep half an hour, take off the shoes. And it's very stuffy, it depends what smell your feet are. You have to also think about Yenim's Misa as well. You know, if it's difficult for him. But, sorry? It doesn't seem to be a chalik. It doesn't seem to be a chalik between the day and night.
It's
all different between Shinas.
Oh, if somebody sleeps on the airplane,
yeah.
Is that called
Shinas? Right, so according to the first shita, it's not really a keva. It has to be in a proper bed. But according to the second shita, it's more than half an hour. It could be a minor to take off shoes.
Could it be different if you've got leather shoes and not leather shoes?
A good aura. It doesn't make a difference if it's leather. It's a good shayla. Because the Gemara is only talking about...
What's the object of the shoe? If it's the tamisa of the shoe, it's irrelevant what it's made from.
But to be fair, I think he's got a good point. The whole makoyim comes from Yom Kippur. Came a furish in Yom Kippur. No one's stopping a child from wearing plastic shoes. Really, all the shoes, it's a pele. You should know, you think about it. You come to Yom Kippur with proper geshmaka trainers that you can buy, really comfortable. Some of them are much more comfortable than the office shoes. And I feel like it's okay. Shem yesh machmirim, you'll find a lot of machmirim, taka you'll find. It shouldn't be too comfortable, all the rest of it. But at the end of the day, make it shukhnot. Mechaba says it's okay, as long as it's not shalai. So you could suggest and say that this is not the Gemara. I like the suggestion. I think it's got a timer. It could be that we haven't got a makoyim for a person who has got shoes which are not leather. It's a good aura. You find a lot of times shoes, the definition of shoes is leather for some reason. If it's not leather, it's fine. It's just agav. We've said before, why on Yom Kippur you don't wear shoes? It's because whenever there's Kedusha, we want Kedusha to go into your whole body. Who doesn't want to get Kedusha? That's what we're here for. When it comes to Yom Kippur, the whole world is full of Kedusha. So therefore, we take off our shoes to have the earth going into us. We say on Yom Kippur, in the Beis HaMikdash, there was Kedusha all year round. So all the Kohanim took off their shoes because there's Kedusha in the Makom HaMikdash. And so therefore, the Kedusha should go into them. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. It could be they did. Well, there's a special din. Yeah,
no,
a special din.
Socks also not.
Huh? As well. That's a special. Yeah. But if Chaim is mentioning socks also, you wouldn't do that. It's not necessarily reflects onto this one. Moshe Rabbeinu, Shalna Olechem Yadu Aglechem, Kiyam Okem Azeh Kodesh, Shaykhus to taking off your shoes. There is the concept of Kedusha to go into your body. Interesting concept. Next Nakuda, I want to mention that was a very interesting. Let's get straight into it. This shayla over here, where people on Shabbos, if you're in a place where there's no Eruv, or some people, even if there is an Eruv, they want to be machmir, not to rely on any shitters, they want to take with them a Shabbos belt. I'm sure you've seen the Shabbos belt before. Ancient Shabbos belts, you can see, if they unravel them, they haven't used them. And you find it, one vital halakha to remember about Shabbos belt is that your key in the middle has to be set up in a way as such, like this, that without the key, there's no belt. That means the way it's joined up together is that one ring is going through one side of the hole, and another ring is going through the other side of the hole in a way that the key is holding up the whole belt. If let's say, one of the rings would just be joining onto the other ring, and the key is nishta head to the belt, doesn't need the belt, the belt doesn't need the key, that would be a true act of itzor. It's a very interesting thing. This is a real act of itzor. It's vital. A lot of people wouldn't necessarily know the difference, but it's vital that you have a situation where the key is holding up the belt in a way that the key is really vital for it, otherwise it'll just fall apart. You know what I mean? Because if, let's say, one of the hooks will just be joined to the other hook, then the key
will be holding the ring. Yeah.
Exactly. So both of them have to go. It's actually a shit of the Mechas Yitzchak. Mechas Yitzchak has got a very interesting tshuva where he requires the other side of the key to also be used. So he says...
Lubavitch.
Is that, yeah? So Mechas Yitzchak says this, that you have to make sure to wrap up the other side with the teeth of the key. The Meister of Shlom Zalman asks on it, and Chalkis Yaakov Rebreich from Switzerland, he asks on it, he says it's a very shver psak. The fact is, it's all one kedi. If it's all one kedi, you've used the kedi to hold up the belt, that should be okay. One final shaila is very interesting. You will find people, I've seen it many times, that you'll see people which will wear the belt over the shirt. Can't see over here, but you'll see them wear the over the shirt. That is very questionable, whether it's okay. The machaber holds that a person, if you have one baguette, you've only got, you can have many belts. You can wear one belt, two belts, no problem. But the Ramah tells you not to wear two belts. Only every beggar has got one allowance of one belt. And therefore some person suggests and say that your shirt is held up by the trousers, the belt as well. So to put another belt on has not got up shat. According to the Ramah, you need to, it's not to annoy for anything. You've already, your shirt has already been tucked in, has already been dealt with by the trousers, and especially if it's got a belt on it as well. So the fact that you have a belt, the belt hasn't got any function, that's all to itself.
It's doing nothing. Your shirt's tucked in, so what's it for?
Right. Well, yeah, so that's what, well, if your shirt's tucked out, so you can argue and say that, no, it's tucked in good eitzah. If you're not embarrassed to go outside with your shirt tucked out, it's a good eitzah that every beggar has got one allowance to walk around with one belt. So you can argue and say, go out with the shirt untucked. But a lot of people find it very uncomfortable. And therefore, if you tuck it in, then you wouldn't be able to put it on just on top of a shirt. You would have to go on top of a jacket. if your jacket hasn't got a belt on. Ramosha Feinstein speaks about a tie. Very interesting. Ramosha Feinstein, he's got a shiva, says, Madin, if you got a tie, can you claim, put one of these Shabbos belts that should go over the tie, legora from a tie pin? You know, we have a tie pin. That sort of indicates that you have, that a tie does require, it's appropriate to have like something holding on the tie. Maisa, Ramesh has got a shiva on it. He's not so convinced that it should be okay. And the Maisa, it seems to be the best way forward is to, if you do want to use a Shabbos belt, especially if there's no Eruv, your mum's relying on it, the best is to put it over a jacket in a way that is...
Even if you wear a coat on top.
Interesting. Even if you wear a coat on top, you've still got the allowance of using a belt.
What is it doing, the Maisa, that belt?
Even so, you still find the person who are okay with that.
Over the coat.
Yeah, that seems to be.
If one wears trousers with braces,
yeah.
Is he allowed to have a belt also?
Yes, that's an interesting thing, because when a belt is a tzura of a belt, it's looked at as if it's enhancing the trousers, and a lot of times people have belts even if they don't need it. Chaposha to give it a tzura, because it gives more of a feature to the person, right? It says a lot to it. Whereas the post can suggest, the post can say, he writes this, the Sefer over the Yom HaShabbos, he mentions this point, but Shainkin, if it's just a Shabbos belt, it's not enhancing much, you're doing it just for the purpose of getting the key there, that would have, you can't call it enhancing, you'd have to actually serve the purpose of actually closing something. So I think it's a very important point, again, so just make a sikkum of what we learned today. We saw a fascinating topic about sleeping with shoes on. A lot of people haven't heard of it. It's brought down in Kamal Mini Poskim. Das Torah mentions it, and Rabbi Avadi Yosef mentioned it, Kafa Chaim. A few other places mention it. And based on the Gemara, Mefurash Gemara, the Gemara assumes that people don't put shoes on children because they don't want the children to be toim tam misa by putting it on overnight. The Rashash has a beautiful question from Bais Yosef in Hilchos Kosher, when the Bais Yosef is dealing with how long a bow should last. He brings Talmidei Chachamim that will sleep with their shoes on. And he's dealing with how long the shoelaces last. Well, Fred Rashash, what are they doing sleeping with their shoelaces on? So some places want to say that if as long as it's not keva, then it's fine. These Talmidei Chachamim, Pashas, they slept for a few hours. Right? They must have slept for more than half an hour. So it's very likely that even if a person sleeps for more than half an hour, but as long as it's not keva, it could well be that Gemara doesn't apply. And unlike Yisrael mentioned, it's good that he mentioned it, that it could well be, if it's not leather, I think it's something to chew over. I'll look into it again. He's usually a good safer, but he didn't mention it. Shmir's HaKufa Nefesh. He actually just brought out his new volumes. Maybe he's got in the new Madura. Rabbi Yosef Yitzchok Lerner. I saw him last week by Moshe Steinbach. And he mentions this. It could be, I might have to check again. But it's a good shot. I think it's a good aura. It can zan if your shoe is not, especially when you travel, sometimes people like to put on shoes which are not leather. They like to have sneakers which is not leather. That's a good point. That could be, albeit it won't apply. But anyway, we're saying, I think that Nikarim Divrei Emes to say that if it's not a long sleep, that could be it's not included in the. If it's not a kevah, that could be it's not included in shkar.
You were brilliant.
If you don't sleep during the shiur.